It's a tragedy the way the Senate is being run into the ground by basically one person. And I hope that one of the majority leaders' New Year's resolutions is going to be to operate the Senate in a quite different manner.
Gridlock has got to end. And it is ending. The American people are satisfied that we're moving forward. We got this for the first time, probably since 1986, we had a bipartisan budget agreement. That's progress.
All right, progress or not, they stick it to the vets. It looks like this is a done deal by the end of the week for 2 years. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. That was the voice of Senator Harry Reid, the majority leader, and before that, Senator Mitch McConnell, not thrilled with it at all, saying it's truly a tragedy when you look at the rules of the Senate. Reid sees it differently, saying, hello, the gridlock is over. Unfortunately, who gets left on the sidelines, and this was something I think a lot of people didn't realize, is the military retirees. So you give your life to the military, or a chunk of your life to the military, and you're counting on what you're getting at the end, but there's going to be cuts to that. With the two-year budget agreement going through, that's what's happening. And they're talking about the fact that this provision in the bill that passed the House, of course, already would cut the benefits for the military folks from $6 billion by 10 years. So $6 billion would be cut out of that. It seems so invalid to me because there are other things you could do. I can think of a few other places that you would cut instead of cutting the pensions. Senator Jeff Sessions raised a few eyebrows when he claimed that what they could have done instead was, instead of cutting the military pensions, they could have cut welfare for illegal immigrants. And we know this is the hot button on the Hill, the anything to do with illegal immigration at this point has been shelved until they're out of the holiday season and into a new year and there isn't the risk of blowback until the midterm. So this probably goes through. That's it. Boom. We know this. We've talked about some of the lame areas of the budget and the fact that the deficit overall, nothing, there's no real big bounce. So we're at $17 trillion and counting. $17 trillion and counting. Hey, it's the holidays, and I hope that you have plans, and maybe you've already scattered. I know a lot of people that work all the way through the year, and this is the time of year where they get 2 weeks off or take 2 weeks off if they have their own business or, you know, whatever it is. But nothing will really put a damper on the holidays. Nothing will do that like traffic. I happened to catch this earlier in the day. I mean, everybody has a traffic delay. Now, here's another common denominator. We talk about common denominators, the weather when it's bad, the weather just in general. And the other thing that is absolutely something that everybody talks about is in their lifetime, the worst traffic delays they've had. And what happened was, in New York, because of emergency repairs at the George Washington Bridge, there were four-hour delays. And the engineers say there's nothing they can do with this ongoing problem. So people were stuck that long. I mean, the gridlock was sensational. And they're paying $82 million to repair the upper roadway, which is 10 years past what's considered to be useful with cracks and everything else. But the way they're doing it, apparently, and how many people have to go over the bridge, they said there's no way to avoid this. But a nightmarish rush hour, 4 hour delay. Oh. And so many people take that bridge. It's bumper to bumper. It's got to be infuriating. And Governor Cuomo and Christie, so New Jersey and New York, they don't control the Port Authority, and they won't get involved because a lot of people are calling their offices, and they're not getting involved in moving a median because it's part of the structure, and then there would be flow and what people are suggesting. They could get out of their cars and play Frisbee. How sad is that? It's that bad. Well, did you have the winning numbers? 8, 14, 17, 20, 39, and the Mega Ball 7. If you live in Atlanta or San Jose, that's where the winning tickets came from. So somebody is holding on to a whole bunch of money in the ticket. That is incredible. It could be split among a bunch of different people. Who knows whether or not this is somebody who stumbled in and got one chance or a handful of chances. Until all that information trickles out, you know, we can just guess as to what happened there. But you can bet that somebody is completely out of their mind thinking about the amount of money they will clear and what they can do with that money. A lot is the answer to that, especially if it's just two individual people. But either way, if you had a whole bunch of people, you would still get a sweet chunk of change, especially when we're talking about the holiday time. Somebody sweating it out, paycheck to paycheck, and boom, instantly, they got struck by lightning. So now there's a story to tell. Forever being known as the person who got struck by lightning. How many people can say they won one of the biggest jackpots of all time? Not very many. You're an elite company. Elite company. That is crazy. Crazy wild. Because it looked like it would be a drawing that would be Christmas Eve. And it would be so giant. And it just got bigger in the day because so many people lined up for tickets. They were selling crazy amounts of tickets in a short time period. You could almost tell when people were working, because in the morning in some places, massive, massive, massive people were buying. Then at night, people were buying. But wow, the fact that somebody walks away right before the holidays, I mean, they have the winning ticket, and they turn it in, and the rest is history. That has got to be an amazing feeling. You think if you don't live in the city where the lottery office is, San Jose or Atlanta, you have to go somewhere, you are holding on to that ticket for dear life. Because you don't want to lose it. You don't want to have it in your pocket and have it slip out when you get out of the car or some other crazy cockamamie thing. It's probably, if you hit that kind of money, you can't get in the car fast enough until the lottery office opens so you can cash it in. But some are smart, and they set things up with lawyers, a lawyer, so that everything's protected. And that's probably what some of those phone calls were. Help me, help me, help me. What do I do with all this money? Nice problem to have, eh?
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Each and every show here on America Tonight, I say, listen, you want to get a hold of us? You can't dial the digits. You're in the middle of your third shift. You're listening, but cannot do that call. Send us an email, americatonight.net. Click on contact, and you're in just like that. Let your thoughts flow, and you certainly do that. So without further ado, let's not waste any time and stand on ceremony. Let's go check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Maggie says, Ed Snowden is a hero. I'm 25 years old, I have to say. He's got big ones, if you know what I mean, Kate. I really, truly do believe that he was outraged by what he was seeing. And he decided, you know what, I'm going to scrape this stuff off, and I'm going to go, and I'm going to release it. Knowing full well that if he went to someone above him, they would just shut him down anyway, and there's no way that would have seen the light of day. Now it'll be interesting to see more of the fallout. Bravo to the judge and his ruling. Go, Supremes, go. Thanks for the email. I don't think we've ever heard from her before. Yes. Supremes, it'll go up to the Supremes probably in maybe next June or maybe in the fall. I might be in the fall, it depends. But it's going to be a big story, obviously, because what the ruling is here would affect what the NSA does. As far as procedure, they say is completely legal. That's what the Justice Department is saying so far at this point. By culling the information, the data, and putting it in one place. And the that's what the NSA, that's what the Justice Department says. They're not really backing down off of that. But if the Supremes say, oh, it's not so, then that will change. Joe had the same thoughts. I just turned 30, and it sickens me to think, I don't know why, in one sense I don't care, but it sickens me in the same breath to say that I certainly don't trust this government. to thwart terrorism, Kate, and doing it by calling any of our conversations is just asinine. How much money are they wasting on this nonsense? And they want to regulate what people do in their personal lives, because I think that's where we're headed. No longer are you the kook on the corner when you think the government is spying on you, because, oh boy, it's true. I don't think that's going to last very long as far as the information collected on the cell phones, because the people in technology don't want to lose the money. Good point. They don't want to lose the money. In fact, that was one of the things that happened during the day. The president met with Google and Facebook and all those people, and that was their concern, that people, American people, think, well, why would you give them access to our information? And they're saying they don't want to be perceived that way because that's not what they're doing. And they want to send a message, hey, this is not where we're, it's not our problem. It's not where we're headed. We want it to stop. They even, remember, took out a full-page ad. It was in a bunch of newspapers, including the USA Today, maybe about 2 weeks ago. So, no, they don't want it either. They don't want to be attached to it because it's critical if to their business. If you don't think you're entitled to the privacy, then why are you going to be on Google or Yahoo or any of those? You'll just figure out another way. And that's happening more and more for fear of having yourself compromised. And no matter what they say about the, let's be honest about this, no matter what they say about the metadata and whatnot, the bottom line is your information is stored for, 5 years and then they dump it. Do you really trust that? Nah, I don't think so. I don't think so. Here's one from Sabi. And Sabi says, I've been listening to America Tonight now for a couple of years, on and off. I say on and off because sometimes I work during the day, sometimes I work at night. And it depends on whether I have enough time or not, because I've been pretty busy lately. I'm so tired of people going into hospitals, schools, churches, wherever, and shooting people. What is wrong with the world? Can't you just settle it in a different way? Revenge is a dish better served cold. And I don't think guns and going after people in this manner is the right way to do it. I know a lot of people in your audience are probably pro-gun, and I know that you say you're a defender of the Second Amendment, but I say grab the guns, grab them. Because really, how many people can we stand to see shot when they're standing at the donuts counter in their place of work? It's just outrageous. All right, you've said it. I am all for the Second Amendment. I do not carry a gun, but I think you don't want to take rights away. When you have rights, especially that one, when you have rights that have been there for however, how many years have we had the right to bear arms? You know, think of how old the country is. I don't think you want to go the opposite way. Plus, I don't think guns kill people. I know it sounds like a little cliche. If somebody wants their revenge, oh, they'll get that revenge with an X-Acto knife, with some other form of wire hanger, whatever. If they have the rage and they want to go after someone, maybe it's a little different than in these mass shootings, which I think are horrific. And no matter what is the motive behind it, who cares? The person is wrong beyond belief and deserves to get the death penalty, if only they wouldn't kill themselves right before they get cuffed or knocked to the ground. There's one guy, and that's in the movie theater shooting, who faces the music. Everybody else bails. And that's the big problem. So no, I don't think it's guns. I don't. In fact, I think if you had, let's put it this way. If there was some kind of an attack and I was in a mall or a place, I would pray that someone around me had a concealed and carry that that was comfortable, that knew a firearm, that was an off-duty police officer, whatever, because they could save my life. Now, am I relying on other people? I don't think you put in your mind I'm relying on other people, and I hope that none of us ever find ourselves in that situation. But for goodness sake, we don't want to just say, well, let the criminals have guns, because let me tell you, if they want a gun, you can get it on the black market so easy. It's so easy to get a gun. So if we completely went the crazy route and just did without guns, period, which will never happen, it would be disastrous. It would be ethically disastrous. No kidding. How about this budget? The budget bill finally cleared one of the big Senate tests. So the compromise bill will most likely, to avoid the automatic spending cuts, will probably be passed pretty easy. So it goes through the House last week, and it's ripping through the Senate, even though there was a call for a filibuster. That didn't happen. So is it? Do we get the worst of the worst in this deal? Yeah, it's not a great deal. It's not. Look under the hood. Democrats, really, deep down, they're not liking it. Republicans, deep down, they're not liking it. What are you cutting? What are you leaving? Democrats don't like the unemployment that's not pushed further down, you know, extending it even more. And Republicans don't like the fact that we're just diving in deeper, which is what's happening. And in 2 years, it'll be the same conversation again. Wow, we got to come up with a budget. We had budget meetings, but we couldn't come up with an agreement. So let's hope the government doesn't shut down. That's why we're in these committee meetings. And we're going to figure out what the solution is so that we don't have to be in a shutdown mode. So this conversation, we could just tape this and pull it off the shelf in 2 years from now, because that's what we're going to have again. I hate to be cynical, because, boy, I'm really not a cynical person. But it's the same thing. Since I've been doing talk radio, this is the same thing we've seen over and over again here on America Tonight. The same conversation, some of the same faces, the same points of view. And it doesn't change. There's no thought to this process, and that's what's so bad. They need to think this out way ahead of time. Imagine that. Let's get ahead of the budget and actually plan it out, like real people have to do when they want to buy something, when they want to put money to save away for their kids' colleges, when they have to get a new car, whatever it is, they budget for it. Maybe we just need a new word, and we need to get rid of the word budget. Jeff Cass up next, talking about mass shootings. He was one of the first people on the scene, reporter-wise, in Columbine.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Wishing you the brightest of Christmas seasons and best wishes for the new year from the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
So it's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh? That's great. But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into. Don't be an easy target. Plug in Fake TV. Fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like a light on a timer, but Fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Obviously, for the last couple of days at least, and we've talked to him before. What I'm referring to is Colorado, and here we go again with another school shooting. Jeff Cass joins us, and you've probably read his stuff all over the place, whether it's the Christian Science Monitor, Newsday, U.S. News and World Report. He's popped up all over the place, and he's become an expert in mass shootings, and especially school mass shootings. And as I said, here we go again. Jeff was actually one of the first reporters on the scene at Columbine. And I mentioned this, we talked to him before. Good to have you back on the show again. Unfortunately, sad circumstances, but Jeff, we appreciate it.
Thanks.
The situation this time around with the kid that went into the school who had a machete and Molotov cocktails and 125 rounds of ammunition, are we starting to learn more about Carl Pearson, this 18-year-old who ultimately ended up killing himself? What do we know now about him?
Well, I mean, I think one of the key things is that this attempted murder was targeted. You know, what we're hearing is that he had a specific issue with the debate teacher / librarian. It was the same person. And he was after him. That's who, versus, you know, something like Columbine or the Aurora Theater shooting where, you know, everybody was a target.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, boy.
So there seems to have been a specific grudge here.
Do you, in the, I mean, here it is, Colorado, though, obviously the proximity. So that had to, at least for some people, it had to freak them out. Because when it, as you know this in covering these things, you don't know what it is when it first happens. There's all this speculation and there's lockdowns and all that kind of stuff. Would you say, especially in Colorado, because of Columbine, because of other things that have happened across the country, that schools there react pretty quickly when something happens and they don't know exactly what's going on?
I mean, I think it's everywhere. I think schools everywhere these days are preparing for Columbine-type situations. And, you know, I mean, we have Newtown last year. We just had the one-year anniversary of that. I think everywhere schools are preparing for an attack.
Yeah. In this situation, like you say, this was a targeted deal. Didn't know that in the beginning. That's what parents weren't sure. So it's that familiar scene of kids getting out of the school, their hands up, some of them, and the lockdown that I mentioned, and all the parents, as many that could get there, getting in if they could, if they're getting out of work and whatnot. What do you think the key thing is when unfortunately something like this happens? I mean, is it all about the time, as quickly as the response is, the better? Or what's the most critical thing that happens once there's been a shooting at a school?
I mean, it's hard to say because you have a lot of things going on that, you know, the different people are doing. For example, the students and the teachers are going to be locking the classroom door, turning out the lights, and going into corners away from the door. You could have students and teachers also calling 911. Or you could have, you know, if there's an officer already at the school, that officer may be pursuing the shooter, as was the case, apparently at Arapahoe. The, on-campus officer started, I'm not sure the shooter knew it, but there is an officer pursuing him. And that officer, whoever's on school already, may be notifying other officers. So you've got different people doing different things potentially.
Yeah. We're talking with Jeff Cass, and his book is Columbine, a true crime story. And as you said, the differences between, you know, what we saw at Aurora, the movie theater too, and obviously Newtown, what would have happened there, and Columbine, different than this particular situation. But unfortunately, there's a victim in the middle of this fighting for her life, and apparently just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. The bullet hits her and whatnot. And what are the people there saying about that? It seems like there's just an outpouring of people trying to help the family, and even Pearson's family releasing a statement. Am I right?
Yeah, and, you know, I will say that's, you know, the statement being released is, it's a common thing. It's almost routine now. That's what the parents do. They don't tend to so much give a press conference and answer a lot of questions and in-depth questions. You can say less and get away with a lot less by just issuing a statement. If I was in their position, I'm not sure I'd hold a press conference either. But as far as, you know, are we really getting answers from these statements? I don't think we're getting any deep answers right now.
Yeah. As you did this looking for your book and what, and you're talking about getting deep answers, what would you say for a mass shooter? What is it that makes them, I don't know, what is it that makes them tick? I don't even know what the word is I'm looking for, but we're trying to wrap our arms around how this happens and how some people can say, well, they were a loner, but they didn't seem like that. Or no, they were kind of an oddball and they never really fit in. I mean, is there a common thread in those scenarios?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think the key motive behind the shooters is revenge. You know, in this case, it appears the teacher was targeted, although, as you point out, an innocent bystander sort of got deliberately shot. You know, the girl was in the wrong place at the wrong time, but seems like he still made a conscious decision to shoot her. But whether or not we know there's a specific target or not, the idea is revenge. These shooters are angry. They're either at someone particularly or at society as a whole. And that's why, you know, they will shoot indiscriminately into a movie theater throughout Columbine High School when that happened in 1999, you know, throughout Sandy Hook in Newtown, Connecticut. It just, everybody is a target because their anger is against the whole world.
I know. What do you do when you're a school administrator? What do you do when you're a superintendent? This has to be part of the discussion, I'm certain.
Yeah, no, it is. I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, you read the news clips on Arapaho, and these kids are saying, yeah, we've trained for this scenario. And it's the same across the country. I mean, I don't know what the numbers are, like, every single school across the country has done these drills. What happens if a mass shooter or a gunman enters the school? But more and more are doing it since Columbine, and they continue to do it.
Yeah, boy, sad state of affairs. I'll tell you, at least it's good that they're doing something to prevent this. And it brings up that question. We don't know how many and what specifically they're necessarily doing in all these schools, but what are some of the key things that have to happen to, I don't know, to try to prevent violence? I mean, what are the things that possibly can happen to stop this?
Yeah, it's a great point. And it's spot on because my book is actually being re-released in April for the 15-year anniversary of Columbine. And the afterword of my book is the story of a school shooting that was prevented in a city about an hour north of Denver called Fort Collins.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I use that in the afterword is because the key way to prevent mass shootings, whether it's at a school or a workplace or wherever, is if somebody can catch the warning signs of the shooter before it happens. And there typically are some sort of warning signs. I'm not saying it's easy to figure it out in the moment because people say a lot of things. And you say, yeah, whatever, he's just kidding. But if you are able to catch that somebody really is angry and really does want to pick up a gun, you know, when they say, hey, I want to kill this guy, if you are able to recognize that threat or just think something is weird, tell authorities.
Yeah, and if people did that, they noticed something, maybe there's more Fort Collinses out there, and what a better scenario that would be to be talking about that, what was prevented, instead of, you know, ultimately what happened. And there is no real, since you've seen this with Columbine, you know, whether you're talking about a high school, we saw what happened in Newtown, and was an elementary school, the kid sadly so young. I mean, really, it can happen anywhere, right?
Yeah, and it is.
Mm.
I mean, you know, you can look at a map. It's, you know, you have the Sikh temple in Wisconsin.
Mm.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
Yeah. Well, like I said,
that sounds so sad.
It does sound sad, doesn't it? It can happen anywhere. You're right. You look at a map. And like I said, I'll say it again. Let's hope there's more Fort Collins if these things have to happen. And I'd much rather that we're talking about that preventing something from happening than something actually happening. All right, we'll look for that re-release then again of your book, Jeff Cass. Thanks so much. And the book is called Columbine, A True Crime Story. Thanks for coming on ATN again.
Yeah, thank you, too.
Thanks, bye-bye.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Gardener.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine.
We're making the final turn here on this hour of America Tonight. And it's interesting, we mixed in conversation, obviously, here about what you just heard, talking with Jeff about Jeff Cass, about this situation in Colorado, and what futuristically we can look forward to, and hopefully, as I said several times there, more of the media covering, wow, really dodged that one, because guess what? They stopped it before it happened. Unfortunately, too often it's the opposite of what we're talking about. And I think the one good thing is the more conversation, the more awareness, the more plans, the more students are aware, the more school districts are involved in it, the greater possibilities that things can be stopped before, or the person can be stopped before something catastrophic happens at a school, and we don't have any more Newtown, Connecticut's, or Columbines, or even the situation the other day in Colorado, and randomly this innocent girl gets hit, and now her family praying day in and day out, not even wanting to move from her side, hoping that she's able to pull through this. Changing gears for a second, the one thing we haven't talked about too much this version of America Tonight, so we need to hit it on the exit, is snow, snow, snow. Earlier in the week, and I didn't realize this, snow covered more than half of the continental United States, the weather people say. So it's the highest this measure has reached for this date in the decade. That's what the government scientists are saying anyway. Snow covering 53% of the lower 58. Oh, my, oh, my. That's a giant chunk of real estate, isn't it? And in comparison, for example, in 2006, snow covered just 12% of the lower 48 states on the same date, meaning December. We'll just pick December 15th. And it's been crazy. Cold weather has been rampant across the Midwest. Not that they're not used to the cold, but the temperatures in some other areas have been very strange, too. And now we're talking about the possibility of more snow, more conditions at the tail end of the week, getting closer to Christmas. And I think I said this on the last show. Listen, if ever there was a time to have snow and you're going to have to deal with it, the best time to deal with it is when it's Christmas. Let's just figure that out right now. So if I live in Illinois, if I live in Minnesota, if I live in Wisconsin, North Dakota, South Dakota, any of the places where I know there's a good probability and they're talking about the right temperatures hitting, I'm going to say I don't mind. I'm going to say I want to see that snow on Christmas versus all the other days that we've been being hammered by it during the year. Because if you can stay in and you're just hanging with your family, you don't have to travel too far outside of the realm, you know, you're in your kind of your bubble. How awesome would that be just to be able to look out the window and see it all coming down? Keep that in mind as you're running around trying to get all your packages. You might want to speed some things up depending on where you live even a little bit more. Hey, in California and in Georgia, they have plenty of money to spend, at least two people. Maybe there's more because it could have been a group ticket. But the Mega Millions lottery was up to $636 million. Ooh, crazy, isn't it? So that's where the tickets came from. Who the people are and all the scenarios at this point, we do not know. Guarantee we will know probably in the next couple of days. Maybe it's going to be a cool story about some people that worked together and they all went in, chipped in, and now they split up the earnings because the number is so high that you'd still get a pretty good chunk of change depending on how many, you know, depending on how many people were in that group. So, yeah, you know, there's another chance to win, too. And we had Olivier Picasso on the show 2 weeks ago. Somebody on the 18th will win a Picasso. And it's just like being struck like by lightning, almost like Mega Millions. However, not quite as bad. Your chance is a little bit better. Because they sold 55,000 tickets. So Wednesday, that charity raffle happens, and the Picasso is said to be worth $1 million, and a ticket for that was $137, and the work was called The Man with the Opera Hat, and he signs, you can see his signature pretty clearly, Pablo Picasso in the upper right-hand corner of the work, and It's they sold these tickets for either 100 euros, which translates into $137, and somebody's going to walk away with this because with the amount of tickets they sold, your chances are still a little bit better. And the idea, the reason they did this, if you remember, if you didn't hear the conversation we had with Olivier, was the fact that they're trying to save a city in Tyre, the city called Tyre, in southern Lebanon. It's getting just bombed and shellacked, and it's an ancient city that's got all kinds of artwork and whatnot, and not to mention local people there, and it's killing them. And this money, the money that they raised from the Picasso, they say would go towards creating an institute for artists, for studying and creating handcraft village work to provide employment for the women and the people in that area. What a terrific idea to do that. The Picasso family giving up a Picasso, because Olivier donated it, And somebody else is going to win. Somebody's going to win that. Somebody's going to walk away with that Picasso, which is actually pretty incredible if you think about it. Better chances than the Mega Millions. But here's the interesting thing. Depending on who wins it, it's not going to be, you know, the art people who have a ton of money and will make bids on Picassos and whatnot when they come up at these private auctions. Now you could have any Joe Schmo that got a ticket could win this Picasso, and could they really have it on the wall in their house? I mean, really, come over and see my Picasso. And they wouldn't want to advertise that fact because that'd be $1 million hanging on your wall. So I would have to think that whoever wins it would almost definitely turn around and sell it probably pretty quickly because they wouldn't, what would they do? They couldn't hang on to it, I think, in a situation where they would plop it next to their prints. I mean, I don't think so. Maybe they could display it for a while at their, whatever the local art museum was, no matter where it is. And it does have to be the United States because there were plenty of people in France and Europe and other and elsewhere who bought tickets to this. So it might not be an American. It could be just about anyone. Anybody who picked up a few of those tickets, they may be the, you know, they may be a pretty lucky winner, and it'd be a good Christmas for them. And you can guarantee that there's going to be an avalanche of publicity on that. As I said, with the lottery, there are some states, I can't remember the states, but there are some states where you don't have to say, you know, they don't have to reveal the name. You're not required to do that. But most of the states you do. It's written in the fine print on the back of the ticket that you agree to the publicity. You agree to have your name released. And, of course, especially with a huge jackpot, everybody's salivating to find out who that person is. So that's probably what they're trying to figure out in California and Georgia. Or the person, is, since they just won it, will come forward either right away or they'll take a couple of weeks to get their ducks in a row if it's just single people versus if it's a whole group. If it's a whole group of people, that could happen pretty quickly, I would think. Eh, who knows? Maybe somebody right now listening to America Tonight is holding the winning ticket, $636 million for Mega Millions. It's absolutely crazy in the lines today. People all over the place lining up where they were sold to get a chance at the big lottery. Thanks for listening to America Tonight.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.